This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Morning. 92.7 WMDX.
It is 6 minutes past 7 o'clock. It's cloudy, 30 degrees. Temperature is going to stay steady today, and the clouds are going to stick around, it looks like.
All right, yeah. And we've got so much to come up this hour. I just want to, you know, touch base with a call that we got from our last half-hour conversation about the UW system and whatever it is. Matt, go ahead. You're on the air.
Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys. I want to talk about the UW.
Yes.
My grandfather worked with Governor Rennebaum back in the 50s to help the UW system improve, and they went from, I think, 37th in the country to 14 or something over those years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I wanted to mention the UW Hospital and how wonderful that is.
Yes.
And all the research they do that benefits from that, and the relationships with other countries that the UW provides us. And my mother had a brain tumor removed at UW, and the reason I felt positive going into that is because I knew they were one of the best at that. If it had been done in Florida, I would have been traumatized.
Yes, yes.
But I just wanted to bring that up. It's very important to have a good UW system that brings in so much for the cities and the state.
Thank you very much. And I know that the university helps so many different countries. They send their students here to learn so much about certain things, certain industries. We train them here. They have a place to stay on campus. It really is a huge help nationally, globally. And it's just a fantastic system to have in place. We became one of the technological hubs in the country, designated that way, because it is so, so valuable to the state.
Mm-hmm. And we want to keep it that way, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Not defund it because some professor said RFK Jr. was a moron.
Yeah. Needs to be funded.
No
fully
kidding.
Funded. Okay. Yeah. Now, we are going to get into our text to win contest
all
here.
Right.
It's 7 o'clock hour this morning, and we'll give you the keyword here in a moment. But in case you don't know, all you have to do is get the Civic Media app, and you can text the following word in to win the prizes. And by the way, we have a lot of grand prizes at the end of this contest. For everybody that enters gets entered into the grand prize drawing. We'll have 8 grand prize winners winning things like robot vacuums or humidifier or espresso machines, snowblower, luggage set, all kinds of great grand prizes. But the prize this time around for this hour, the 7 o'clock hour, is a overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. So now's the time to text in the word RED, R-E-D. That's it, RED. Just get the Civic Media app and text in the word RED this hour. And, of course, we have other hours where we'll have other keywords in the 11 a.m. hour, 1 o'clock hour, 4 o'clock hour this afternoon. But the word this hour is RED, and this is a statewide contest on Civic Media, okay?
All right.
Text in the word RED. Now, let's get to our guest this morning. Let's say hello to Hillary Pham. Good morning, Hillary.
Come on. Good morning. How are you?
Good to have you here. And you are with a company that you created, and I'm going to let you pronounce it the correct way here.
Equitability.
Equitability. Yeah,
Equitability.
You got it.
Equitability.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
Tell us all about this. What is this? What is this company about?
Oh, sure. So Equitability is a clothing adaptation service. We don't make anything new. You send your clothes to us, like jackets, shirts, pants, and we'll adapt them using magnets, Velcro, snap buttons. So I started this because my mom has arthritis and carpal tunnel. She still works at an office every day. She's an accountant. So she has to wear a button-down shirt. She has to wear jeans and slacks. She has to look presentable. And she's really independent. So I think we were home for the holidays a couple of years ago. And I just noticed my sisters, it was taking her longer in the morning to get ready. So we'd be standing by the door, you know, jackets on, ready to go. And we were like, where's mom? And so we realized that, yeah, she was really struggling with dressing, struggling with the buttons, but didn't really know how to ask us for help. So we tried buying her a shirt, actually, like Tommy Hilfiger has adaptive shirts where the buttons have magnets in them. And she refuses to wear it. I think she wore it one time to try it on. And she was like, I like my own clothes. Why do I have to buy this new shirt and wear it? So very much I started for people like my mom who want to keep wearing the clothes they love, maybe shop at the same stores that they love, but maybe they're aging and struggling with dexterity a little bit. So that's what we do. We try to make clothes easier to wear for people.
Yeah, everybody has their favorite clothing, right?
Exactly.
Their favorite shirt, pants, jacket, mm-hmm. whatever. And that is such a great idea to adapt it to make it more beneficial to the person who may find it more difficult to put on after so much time, right? I mean, it's a great service, and I can't imagine a better service than this. What a great idea, by the way. I know, you know, they probably make this adaptive clothing, but it's, you know, pretty medical looking a lot of times.
Exactly.
It loses that personality, and it's so great to adapt what, you know, you find to be your personality, the clothing you like, and now you can adapt it and make it there. So that's a great idea.
Thanks.
Yeah. And how long have you been doing this?
So I had the idea originally January 2020.
Okay.
It's just me working on this. So it's my company. I have two women who do the sewing for me now. So it's taken a lot of time to prototype, kind of figure out the materials to use. And we officially launched about a year and a half ago.
Now, do you... do custom tailor some things as well, or you just take people's regular clothing that they already have and then adapt it to whatever they need, right?
Absolutely. So we have a set of standardized items. So we can do like the zipper of a jacket. We'll remove the old zipper, put a new zipper in.
I see.
So a lot of the standardized options focus on functionality. Mm-hmm. So magnets, buttons, zippers. Mm-hmm. But we do custom orders all the time. So for example, we worked with someone recently who has a feeding tube. So instead of having to thread her tube underneath her shirt, and it kind of makes your shirt look a little odd at the end where it's pulling up. We essentially opened a 1-inch hole on the side of her shirts so she can just feed the tube through and it doesn't disrupt her outfit. She can wear dresses now without worrying about the tube being really obvious. So little things like that we'll do some tailoring for, but in general, we just focus on like the physical, functional features of clothes.
Mm-hmm. Well, some people may have a difficult time getting up. You know, they're prone almost all the time. They have a difficult time rolling to one side or another. How do you adapt clothing to something like that, a situation like that?
Oh, absolutely. So we work a lot with care providers for people, too.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, for a woman who kind of struggles with that mobility aspect, we took a pair of yoga pants that she really likes, and we just put a zipper down the entire length of it.
Mm-hmm.
So the person who's caring for her can roll her to one side, unzip her pants from the sides, so it's not pulling anything. It just comes off. Kind of like the tearaway basketball pants, if
yes.
you can imagine.
Oh,
that.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. But with the zipper, so it's a little bit easier for the person who's helping her in the mornings and things like that. So, yes, we've definitely worked with a range of mobility issues. I will shout out my two sewists, Grace and Corinne. They're amazing at what they do. And they both have a very like engineering aspect when we come to situations like that. So, yeah.
Now, do you work with people that are wheelchair bound and other
Absolutely.
Disabilities?
Yes, we've worked with a gentleman on the east side of Madison who used a wheelchair. And for example, he has a belt that goes across his abdomen to keep him in his chair. And he is so fashionable. He gave us like all of his sweaters and he went, can you open a 2-inch hole like 5 inches from my armpit? That way I can just thread the belt through and you can't see it over my clothes. So we've done stuff like that, too, for people in wheelchairs.
Excellent. Now, if people want to find out more about your company, how do they do that?
Sure. You can go on our website. It's equability.co. There you can find pictures, videos. I've put GIFs on every single page of the things that we offer. And our social media page has plenty of videos of people using our service and kind of the experience with the clothes, too.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, Hillary, thanks for coming in and explaining to you. Anything else that people should know about your service? As far as what area do you cover? Mainly Madison, or are you?
Sure.
Do you get requests from other locations?
Parts of the country.
Yeah, so I'm local
really?
To Madison, so we do have local drop-off locations,
mm-hmm.
but we ship nationwide. So recently, we got an order from Arizona last week.
Okay.
So yeah, anywhere in the country.
Very good.
Well, it sounds like a great service, something that, you know, should have been done many, many years ago. You know, give everybody a chance to wear their favorite clothes and adapt it. You know, I remember seeing a paraplegic being wheeled around by, I would assume, his mother. And I was impacted by that. And I thought, well, you know, what kind of things do these individuals need to make life so much better for them, easier for them, and bring them into, you know, society in a normal way instead of, you know, treating them as though they're different, you know. And this, I think, is one of those things you can do. And that's a great service.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'll end with one last thing.
Yes.
A part of our mission, yeah, when I first approached my mom with this problem, she was like, I just want to look normal. Like, yes. I don't want to wear clothes that
exactly.
makes it really obvious.
Yeah.
So a lot of our, like, the zipper replacement, a lot of the button modifications that we do, we'll move the buttons around so it always looks buttoned and looks totally normal. So that was really important to me, to hide all the seams, to make sure things were as hidden as possible.
Great
and
idea.
Be adapted to
yeah.
help the individual.
That's
very
perfect.
Good. Well, Hillary, once again, thanks for being with us. And again, to get in touch with you, it's equability.co.
.co, yep.
Very good. Thanks again.
Thanks so much.
We appreciate
all
you
right.
coming in. All right. Very good. Okay, moving on here, we want to let you also know that this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress, with two locations on the east side and the west side, or just go to verlo.com. They have handcrafted mattresses and all kinds of accessories. Check out their east side location, west side location, or go to verlo.com.
That's right. I understand okay. they're putting snaps in and Velcro
really?
And magnetic attachment to wrap you in their mattresses.
There you go. They're doing that. Huh?
And now they can do that.
They do make custom mattresses. So, you know,
Equability.
They probably do that.
Equability.
Right? Yeah. Equability.
I
yes.
love it.
Yes.
What a great idea, isn't it?
Really, that's fantastic. And, you know, just think of the people that she's helping.
I know.
It's a terrific service. Good for her.
And then I can get on my, you know, we should have universal health care.
Well, yes.
Soapbox again. Because, you know.
Well, we should have had it years ago.
Yeah, when I saw this mom wheeling her son around, who was, by the way, probably in his 30s.
Mm-hmm.
He had no ability to control his movements,
right.
and it just blew my mind. I was just thinking, you know, there are so many people like that in the world, and we don't think about them. We don't try to help them. We don't even see them most of the time because they're hard to take out into public. But I just think that, you know, somewhere along the way, if we just make life easier for the caregivers and those individuals themselves in life. It would be so much better. We'd be a more humanitarian society.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, here I go. I'm
well, no, I know what you
up.
Mean. No, I helped out a lot of disabled folks over the last few years as a transportation
rider.
And you see so many different situations. And you can't help but want to help. You know?
Yeah.
Back with more of John and Gordy in a moment.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
Red. Are we playing this because the key word this hour is red?
We are.
For people that are entering our grown-up gift list text-to-win contest? Rolls right off the tongue. Red is the key word.
What's on your gift list this year? What do you want for Christmas, Gordy?
I just want peace and love throughout the
Aww.
World. Okay?
Oh, yes.
You're That's telling me that you don't
for.
Want... A robot vacuum cleaner?
I saw this video
yeah, this
on
is
TikTok.
Great.
It yeah. was some, I don't know, there was a fire or something. Maybe this is out in California where they're having fires all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, the wildfires.
And they had a video of this Roomba, one of these remote vacuum cleaners just rolling down the street like it was escaping this house.
Leaving.
Just leaving. Just get out of here.
Somebody forgot me.
TikTok.
It reminds me of, you know the movie The Brave Little Toaster?
Yes.
No. No. Yeah. What's that?
It's a kid's movie from the 80s about like some household appliances that venture out into the outside world to try and find their owner.
Really?
Yeah.
It's an old story. It's an old golden book story, okay. I think. But
what's it called?
Pretty cool.
The Brave Little Toaster.
Yep. Brave Little Toaster.
Pretty cool.
All right. I'll have to look that up.
They had stories like that way back in the 50s and 60s with, the Disney, Wonderful World of Disney.
Yeah.
They had those short stories, and they were kind of cute. They did that with cars and commuting.
Love that kind of stuff.
Yeah. It brings back a lot of great memories.
It does. Getting very sentimental in our old age.
It brings back
everything's
a lot
in the rearview mirror now.
Brings back a lot of memories. The memories we still are able to bring back.
God. You guys are way more with it than most people in your 70s.
Oh, thank you for
that
left-handed compliment.
Well, that's great, man. That's great.
Good.
Well, we have Sam to keep
for
us
guys
in line.
Your age, not too bad.
Oh, man.
Sam, I'm just kidding.
All right.
Sam looks all very hurt now. So.
Okay. All right.
It's all good.
Let's talk about Mad King Donald.
Mad King Donald.
That's what we're going to have to talk. We're going to say that about him from now on, And the 31 percenters. All right.
Yep. That's what they represent.
The party of the hardworking middle class, right? Mm. Oh, I'm sure they are.
Yes.
While the 31 percenters. Take it to the Democratic Party for losing contact with those hardworking middle-class individuals out there. They're hiring for this administration the most million billionaires you can possibly put on one list.
You're a billionaire.
I'm thinking D.C. is going to be like the Millionaire Billionaires Club pretty soon.
Yeah.
Top 10 billionaire donors. Now, they always talk about, this George Soros, he's always putting his money.
The
Democrats can't move without George Soros' money, right? Or Zuckerbucks, right? But it's kind of a ploy to keep you your eye away from the donors that they have. And the top seven donors in the last election, top seven donors are all Republican donors with the most money. Timothy Mellon, railroad magnate, $197 million donated. Number two on that list.
That seems like a lot.
We should be proud. The U-Lines, the shipping magnates, $139 million. Miriam Adelson, of course, carrying on her her husband Sheldon's business. She's donated a ton of money. She's number three on the list, $136 million. Elon, how do you say
or
that?
Leon.
I can't. Whatever. It's $132 million.
Wait a minute. He wasn't at the top of the list?
No, he was not, but he's going to be. He's got the inside track, believe me. Kenneth Griffin, a hedge fund manager, $103 million. Jeff and Janine Yass, they're education advocates, 96. By the way,
advocates.
$96 million. These billionaires, and I always wonder, why do billionaires want to privatize education? And I couldn't figure it out. I mean, they got so much money. Why do they want to do that? Yeah. Who cares, right? Well, they shouldn't care. But instead, they want taxpayers, us, middle and lower class people who pay taxes, they want us to pay for their kids' education.
Pick up the tab for their kids.
They're billionaires. They've got more money than they'll ever spend in a lifetime.
Right. Why are they so adverse to giving tax money to the, where they should?
Yeah.
They should want to give back.
Right, exactly.
Shouldn't they want to, just pay their taxes like everybody else?
It's not like they're going to lose money.
No, they're going to be just fine.
They're making loans to themselves and able to write that off.
Right.
Come on, folks. They're not they don't need help, in other words.
Right.
And then number seven is Paul Singer. He's an activist investor, $63 million. Then finally, a Democratic donor, Michael Bloomberg, $47 million.
Okay.
And then a Republican again, the Schwartzmans, $40 million. And Dustin Moskovitz, he's a Democratic donor, $38 million. But again, the Trump administration, unprecedented, mind-boggling wealth, 13 billionaires so far for the administration.
Wow.
That's incredible. The Gilded Cabinet, we could call it by this point. You know?
Yeah. How many of them are billionaires? A half a dozen of them, right?
Well, yeah, it's 13 billionaires.
Up for 13.
13.
The list is up to. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Elon's clumsy messaging that could allow Democrats to paint Trump's billionaires as woefully out of touch. He said this. Now get this. He said, "We have to reduce spending to live within our means." This is a billionaire. I'm sure he's worried about spending within his means.
Sure.
He also said, and you know, that's necessary, you know, cutting all of this money out of the federal government. And it involves temporary hardship, but it will ensure long-term prosperity, says the richest man in the damn globe. I mean, what is going on here? You know, we're listening to him. These people don't know what we're doing. They don't understand what we're doing, how we live in this society.
No, they don't. Okay. It is 7:28 coming up. Right around the corner, we'll talk to Judy Davidoff from ISMIS, find out about the new issue and 10 reasons to support ISMIS.
All right.
Coming up on John and Gordy.
Red rubber ball, oh, I think it's gonna be all right. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Shoplift Emporium, the world's first store intended to fill the needs of today's busy kleptomaniacs. Our cluttered aisles, unstaffed dressing rooms, mirrorless walls, and untrained, uncaring security guards make it almost impossible for us to catch you. So why pay retail? Why pay wholesale? Come on down to Ed's Shoplift Emporium, where everything on sale is a real steal.
It's a great place.
I understand it's spreading. A lot of stores are jumping on that bandwagon.
Great, yeah. And they have free parking, too. So
you don't have to steal a parking space?
No.
That's fantastic.
It's perfect. Holiday shopping, it never could be easier.
No, it really could.
Shoplift more.
As much as you can.
It is 7:35. It's cloudy and 30 degrees. Going to stay cloudy through the day. We were trying to talk to Brittany Merlot, but we had a connection problem.
We did. I don't know. We couldn't hear her, and we thought, you know, sign language wouldn't work.
Probably so, not on the radio.
Yeah.
Not going to work. Yeah.
But let's go to Judy Davidoff from the ISMIS. As our special guest today, we've got the new ISMIS out here, and we've got a few really interesting articles, but a complaint from Gordy about the quizzes. What is that complaint
the
again?
The quizzes are too hard. They've been getting more difficult.
Duh.
I need to.
All right, dumb it down.
Dumb it down for Uncle Gordy.
Okay. There you go.
But I like the cartoons. Always. P.S. Miller. Always good stuff.
Yeah, it's a very visual thing. You know, you got to like that. You know, Judy, I really liked what you said in the 10 reasons to support ISMIS, because there is a real problem now, because after the last election, we understand that a lot of people tuned out real media and they went to alternative media instead. And that seems to be a huge problem. People don't believe the truth anymore. They believe what they feel. And when they go to alternative media like Joe Rogan and other programs like that, it's more of what they feel. It's what they're projecting on their programs instead of actual facts and details. Now, one thing I've always loved about the Isthmus, you know, I've always trusted the news coverage at Isthmus. And, you know, I go way back to the 80s. I think Isthmus is probably one of the best newspapers in the state.
Thank you. Thank you.
There you go.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, that's, it's not just this election. It's been going on for a long time.
Yes.
And there's even a lot of, you know, there's been some writing very recently, even about how print itself really invites another layer of kind of fact-based journalism, because it is going through the steps. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the researching, it's the verification, it's the printing. It is a lot harder to get something into print. There's a lot more effort. And, you know, in some ways, I think that there is a little bit more trust when you read it on paper versus popping up on your feed, because as we know, pretty much anyone can put something on the internet.
That's right. We talked about that recently.
Yeah, a couple of months ago.
How odd it is that the Onion would suddenly spur on this this desire to have paper in front of you where you can read the news.
Yeah.
Isn't that fantastic? I mean, Isthmus is just one of the papers, but you know, Milwaukee has its own urban.
What's it called? Urban
the
Connection.
Shepherd Express.
Oh, yeah, the Shepherd Express and. And their urban, I can't remember what it's called.
It's got urban in the title, but yes. Yeah. Anyway.
But, I mean, these do exist. They're out there. And I think, you know, Isthmus is carrying on that fantastic tradition of why they need, people need to support the Isthmus. And that is through advertising. Is that correct?
Well, it's just partly through advertising, because now that we're a nonprofit, that was one of the reasons we chose to go nonprofit, because we can now get
donations.
Donations that are tax deductible. Of course, anyone can, and you know, private journalism outfits do have a reader donation program, but ours are tax deductible. And you know, also there are foundations to apply to. But advertising remains still a big chunk of our revenue. And, you know, I think a lot of people wondered with COVID what was going to come back in terms of that. And it, I mean, it has for us. Yeah, that's good. And I think one of the points I also make in that column is that our advertising truly is just more content in a way, mm-hmm. because it's about local events. It's local, you know, it's Overture, it's FPC, it's, you know, retail stores in the smaller areas, Monroe Street and Atwood Avenue, it's the Barrymore Theater. You know, these are ads that actually give you information on what you want to do.
Yeah, and you cover the city really, really well every month. And, you know, people, maybe newcomers to Madison or Dane County, you know, they can find out a lot about the local area just by picking up a copy, and they're free. That's a great service, and you distribute them all over the city, which is excellent.
Yep.
So, what else can we point out in this month's issue?
You know, I saw a little box for the archives, and you always print something on that. Mm-hmm. Is that accessible as well? Can we find that online?
Yeah. So unfortunately, I mean, it's actually one of my great sadnesses about Isthmus. We're really only online from about 2006 on. Otherwise, all of the print copies exist in bound volumes, essentially. We have a set at this small kind of office. Really, it's just a little storage area that we maintain. And then the Historical Society also has a set. So, if anyone wants to make a big donation and digitize our archives, that would be great, because we constantly get emails about, you know, people wanting to access old content. And it's accessible, but it really is going. We have one, we have essentially an index that is available on one computer, and that will send us to the volume, but then it's really just flipping through the pages and taking a photo or making a copy.
Right.
Well, one of the things I really love about Isthmus, and this has always been the case, is you really cover the arts and entertainment in this town, like nobody else. And you've got it all in there. And the advertisers of the different venues know that as well. And so they put in some really excellent ads.
Great formatting of the ad. Like the Barrymore Theater has a great format, you know.
Yeah.
Catches your eye. It's got a lot of pictures in it, which is, you know, something that I look for.
Well, you can always find out what's, you know, who's playing at the Harmony Bar or you know, Crystal Corner. I mean, everybody's in there.
Well, one of the other things, everybody's in there, including like Ruth Conniff has an article, and she's with the Wisconsin Examiner. She's talking about deportation in this issue. So, you know, it's hot stuff.
Well,
it's good stuff.
Ruth's a longtime columnist for Isthmus. I think she started. I mean, when we had a regular weekly opinion rotation, I think, I think she started in the late 90s when she was at the Progressive. Mm-hmm. So now our monthly opinion rotation is really much more kind of haphazard. Mm. But I knew that this is, you know, she wrote a book on it and about, you know, dairy farming and migrant labor in Wisconsin. And, knew this was a hot topic and just reached out to her to see if she could put it together. And she's a great writer. And I was really happy to have that piece.
Yeah. Well, you know, I see an article here on the Year in Wisconsin Books. Mike McCabe's book is not in here. I don't think it's in this article.
No, I think we mentioned it. Yeah, because it's part of that new or newish publisher.
I'm looking at pictures.
He's looking at the pictures. I'm not reading it.
Oh, well, maybe you need to look at this. Yes.
I'll read the article.
Maybe you should brush up on
it. I'll read the article. I'm just, I just threw that out.
And in fact, because Michael writes about Little Creek Press, and that its latest fiction title includes Miracles Along County Q, which is Mike McCabe's first novel.
I just wanted to see if you knew about his book. That's all.
Well, you know, one thing's not in there as much. Yeah. Well, remember
John and Gordy, the mention of this
where's
program,
our feature article?
Do you have a book?
No, we don't have a book. We should write a book.
We should, yes. Yeah.
A little help from
with
AI.
Pictures.
Lots of
a
pictures.
A graphic novel.
Yeah. AI, it'll be singing, yes.
There it is. Yeah, we could do one in AI.
One thing that has changed over the year, not as many classified ads. In fact, are there any classified ads anymore?
No, there are no classified ads.
Yeah.
No, classified, I mean, that was part of the seismic change of the mid-2000s, and it's really what led to the downfall of newspapers and, you know, alts too, because classified ads were such a huge part of revenue, and they all went over to the internet with Craigslist and others. So, I don't know anyone really who does classifieds.
Your classifieds were really good at finding roommates and places to live. I mean, that was one of the big benefits of your classified ads.
Yeah.
I mean, that would still be beneficial now.
Well,
and don't forget the personals.
Those were huge. The personals were a big attraction.
I think the personals mostly kind of disappeared because federal law, I think, all of a sudden started cracking down on possibilities of sex trafficking.
That kind of thing,
And the personals.
There were definitely a back page, I think, or something. Yeah, there were definitely some issues with that.
Yeah,
Really wasn't an issue, I don't think, for Isthmus, but... it also takes an operation to have something like that.
Boy,
ads have to be vetted and matched and things like that.
Yeah. All right. Well,
time consuming. Yeah. Well, Judy, thank you for being with us. Again, people can pick up Isthmus just about everywhere, all over Madison. And it's free the first Thursday of the month, right?
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right.
Well, Judy Davidoff.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, Judy Davidoff.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks. Have a great day.
All right.
Talk to you
take
soon.
Care.
You too.
Yep.
Bye. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know, it's great to see it back in print, too, the last year or two.
I thought it was, you know, when I moved here in 1980, I was just, you know, just a kid.
Right.
in my 40s. But anyway, you know, I thought, well, who would name a newspaper, you know, with something that's spelled like that?
Right. You didn't know?
The isthmus. You know, it was just an odd word.
I like the way in every article or every edition, they always show an older cover from the early days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always cool.
I
got to
get
back.
In contact with Judy because I like working with historical documents and stuff. I might be willing to take up that digitization project.
Right here.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Look at you, Sam, stepping up there. Yeah. Good for you.
You know, slip in a few pictures of us.
The old days.
By the way, you'll probably find a lot of old pictures of us in the archives.
Yeah, that might be true. Something from the late 80s.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to remind you, if you are into the grown-up gift list text to win, once again, the keyword this hour is red. You can use the Civic Media app and text the word red, and if you do that, you'll be also entered into the grand prize drawing, and you'll also get a bounce back message with other ways to enter into the contest. Okay, but the gift idea this time around, or the gift item, I should say, is an overnight getaway to Chula Vista this hour, the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Okay.
Well, what about Verlo? Do you have another Verlo message there for everybody?
Let me just tell you that this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better and dream bigger.
I knew you had it in you.
On a handcrafted Verlo mattress available on Madison's East and West Side or online at Verlo.com.
You mentioned their pillows earlier. I got to try out these pillows.
They have body pillows, too. Yeah,
just wrap yourself around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and blankets, comforters, everything.
I want to just go and take a nap there.
Let's all go. Let's have a John and Gordy
nap fest.
They
lost an employee in one of those pillows. I don't know. I'm just riffing
back
here.
With more.
All right.
Oh, odds and ends right around the corner.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's Weekend Update with Colin Jost and Michael Chang.
This week, New York City officials sent a tough message on crime. If you shoot somebody in the middle of the street, you better get on your bike, hop on a bus, and get the heck out of here, mister. And it really says something about America that a guy was murdered in cold blood, and the two main reactions were, yeah, well, healthcare stinks. And also, girl, that shooter hot. It's also so crazy that the shooting happened 3 blocks from here in broad daylight, and the guy just bicycled away. Probably because they have every cop in the city guarding our Christmas tree. It was reported that in 2018, the mother of Pete Hegseth, Trump's nominee for defense secretary, sent her son an email saying that she was embarrassed by the way he repeatedly belittles, lies, cheats, and uses women for his own power and ego. To which Pete Hegseth responded, "Bitch, shut up!" Hegseth, who has been accused of excessive drinking at work, said that if he is confirmed as defense secretary, he is, quote, not going to have a drink at all. But if he isn't confirmed, look out.
FBI director nominee Cash Patel, seen here realizing it wasn't just a fart, was reportedly the target of an Iranian cyber attack. Apparently, they were able to guess Patel's password because it was just 2 eyes really close together.
The White House unveiled its Christmas decoration theme, a season of peace and light. Which is tough because Biden is always being told not to go towards the light.
President Biden traveled to Africa this week. Unfortunately, he said it was to visit the birthplace of his friend Barack.
Scientists in Japan have launched the first ever satellite made out of wood. Great. Now aliens are going to think we're poor.
Just a few snippets there from Weekend Update.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Okay.
Oh, man. You know, I do want to, I think the Democrats, it would be really smart to start talking not just about extending the subsidies to the ACA's help each month for people to pay off, you know, pay their premiums.
Right.
We need the extension from COVID for that. You know, it makes it very affordable. If that goes away, there'll be at least a $200 or $300 premium increase per month for everybody who's on the Affordable Care Act on their marketplace. That is, no one's going to be able to handle that. People are going to be uninsured. A lot of people.
Well, the Republicans are talking about Social Security being chopped and Medicare being chopped and get rid of Obamacare, ACA, or at least scaling it back. I mean, all kinds of
I know. You know, Trump repeated the line that everybody joked about for so long. You know, he's got a concept about health care, right? I mean, he actually repeated that in the interview that he did. It's just, it's mind-boggling to think that this is what they're looking at. And we'll all be worse off. It's almost like they don't understand where we came from before the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, was put in place. It's they want to go back to that, thinking that worked, that was successful. And there are a lot of people out there just saying, well, we'll wait and see until they're affected personally. And then, of course, then everything is going to collapse. And I think the Democrats would be wise to start running now for president in 4 years simply because there's going to be so many failures, so many things that could go wrong and will go wrong that we have to call them out on it instead of, I don't know, it's, you know, instead of just saying facts and figures, just point out where something just failed.
Well, I think you're right. You know, I mean, I think they will start, you know, getting their programs out there and start running right away.
Yeah.
You know, and looking toward the midterms first and 4 years from now, that'll be the case.
But, you know, with 13 billionaires in charge of the nation, you know, working from the White House, I think that we're really on the way, on the way to serfdom, and that doesn't even include the millionaires that'll be involved in this new White House. This is really tragic.
Can't wait till they have their first cabinet meeting, and you know, Linda McMahon and all. You know,
well, I'm richer than you. Elon, I should have my way.
Comparing
you know?
Their checkbooks.
Yeah. Okay, we got a song, song dedicated to billionaires. So
okay, great.
Why don't we play that? Let's hear it.
God rest ye merry billionaires, let nothing you dismay. Forget your workers' families going hungry on this day. And save yourselves from income tax you'll never need to pay. Oh, tidings of corruption and greed, corruption and greed. Oh, tidings of corruption and greed. In Washington and London town you pay the lobby fees to hold the reins both left and right of sham democracies. And keep us entertained so we don't know we're on our knees. Oh, tidings of corruption and greed, corruption and greed. Oh, tidings of corruption and greed.
Well, if,
wow, where'd you find that?
That if anything, that'll put you in the holiday spirit. You'll want to spend money like crazy, just like a billionaire would.
Help
right?
out the economy. Yeah. Why not? All right. That is going to wrap it up for us for today. But tomorrow, as always on Wednesdays, Mike McCabe will join us. And Stephanie Miller is coming up next. We hope you have a great day.
Yeah.
All right.
You take care now.
Yeah. You too. You ready to go out and have some Christmas cheer?
Is that from the Hillbillies? Remember the Hillbillies? You take
y'all,
care.
Y'all come back now. Yeah,
that's
you hear?
That's it right there.
Have a great day.
is the John Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.